Blog Talk Radio.
I don't wanna be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
You got me out of my life. You ain't giving me my life. Nah, you can't tell me what's right. You ain't laid down.
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 He made me great. So let me be great.
Whoa.
I just think it needs to be said.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with you. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the gram. I will stay high for you, cause that's just who I am.
You ain't giving me my life. Nah.
Everybody, and welcome to Women Speak Now Be Heard. I'm your host tonight, Minister Charlene, and I'm so grateful to be here before you all to share something on my heart. A lot of times, there's times that I'm asking God, Lord, what do I speak to the singles? What do I speak to the body of Christ? And then sometimes there's just something God just puts on my heart, and I try to follow his leading because he knows what we need to hear, and don't get it twisted. I need to hear it too because it was impressed in my spirit. So I want to just share that with you all. And truthfully, it will encourage us as singles because this message, just the title itself, speaks volumes to me. And it's something that God is looking for in his body and his bride. Amen. And the topic tonight is evidence. Amen. It's evidence. So we just thank God for his this word and what he's going to bring out tonight. So before I really go into that, I want to say again, welcome, and we're on the air live. Thank you, Jesus. Every first Thursday, I'm on the air with a word, encouragement word. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. So I pray you all have your Bibles with you, and I hope you have excitement in your spirit. We're in the fourth quarter of the year. Amen. I was thinking the Lord, like, Lord, what is it that you would have me to speak on this last push of 2019? And so let's go into prayer at this time. I'm excited. I pray that God will help me to bring this message out with clarity, that it will have substance, that it will make sense, and that we'll all leave here edified and encouraged that we're following the leading of the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you for, oh Lord, the awesome opportunity to share words from your Bible, Lord, your word, your scriptures, oh God, that your word is alive, it is light, it is a lamp to our feet, it's a light to our pathway, it's a light that gives us understanding, it gives us wisdom, guidance, direction, rebuke, and correction. God, your word, oh God, it's alive, it's well, oh God, and it changes things, it changes us on the inside. So God, do what you want to do, because it's your word. You have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Comfort hearts that are heavy because of things that have been going on, oh God, from the end of last year into this year. People have been trying to go through their heaviness of heartbreaks, of the loss of loved ones, God, and just difficulties and situations. But yet there's a press in our spirit, Lord, to continue to go forward and press forward to what you have for our lives, Lord God, as we walk by faith and not by sight. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And in Jesus' name, we all say together, amen. And we give God all the glory, honor, and praise, and we also acknowledge and honor the man of God, Pastor E. Hamilton, my God, for the open door. We thank God for his fire. We thank God for his courage to my God, preach the word. My God, I always say preach, soldier, because, you know, when you're on the front line, you're preaching it, you're encouraging hearts, you're, my God, speaking the truth without fear. You're speaking the truth because the light is the truth, and God's word tells us that the truth will make us free. Hallelujah. So we need God's light in our lives. Without Jesus Christ, how many of you can testify if you were to raise your hand out tonight and be seen? It's you that were in darkness. It was you that was lost, that didn't have a wing or a prayer to get you out of your sin. You were just caught up, my God, but needed the deliverance of God. So we yet pray for those who we don't know that are lost in sin, and we do yet continue to pray for our loved ones who are out there, my God, thinking it's all right, doing their thing, quote-unquote, kicking it, my God, cool style, let them tell it, but they're in darkness. So we're praying that the word of God will reach their hearts tonight. We pray somehow in the atmosphere, my God, that the light of God, oh God, will permeate and pierce through the darkness, my God, that someone's eyes will be enlightened, that someone's ears will pop open and they'll hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we preach. That's who he said, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. And yes, I know a lot of people, you know, depending on where they're raised at, they may call Jesus Yeshua and all these other things. I'm not throwing no one under the bus and my God, discrediting that. I wasn't raised in that, my God, teaching. But nevertheless, I do acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. I do acknowledge that I gave my heart and my life to him that day. And that day that I did, it's been, my God, that overcoming struggle. Come on, somebody. My old nose to changing them and repenting to giving God his yeses. Hallelujah. To saying yes to your will, God. Yes to your way. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So the message on tonight is evidence. Hallelujah. Evidence. Glory be to God. And it's with a heart of gratitude to tell God thank you for everything that you've experienced, my God, thus far this year. Thanking him for the good, thanking him for the things that were bad, you know, that you had to experience, that you had to go through, that you had to endure. My God, false relationships, false friendships, false associations. My God, the fake, the phony, the deceptive, the lying. God had allowed you to experience these things to show you evidence, my God, of a person's heart and their concern towards you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. If I could have got a hold of you all tonight, I would have said find a mirror somewhere and put it right in front of your face and let it be propped up so you can look at yourself, because God wants to see evidence in you, hallelujah, that you love him. Hallelujah. He wants to see the evidence in you because, see, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, in Proverbs 15, verse 3, it tells us that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. I want to encourage somebody on tonight. You may have felt like, my God, you've been dealt a bad, my God, hand of life, and you had someone dealt you a deck of a hand of cards. You know, you say, oh, I got a bad hand. It was dealt to me, and you know, this is just my plight, my life. No, no, no. God's eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He knows what evil has been done to us, and he knows the good that has been done to us. Hallelujah. God is omnipotent. He is all powerful. He is, my God, omnipresent. God is everywhere at once. God is omniscient, and he is all knowing. He knows every language. He knows every dialect. He knows every race, every color, every creed. God knows everything. He knows that we know in part. He knows that we prophesy in part. But when he, which is perfect, will come, we will know even as we are known, hallelujah, of God. Evidence. Somebody shout evidence. Because if you don't have the evidence, my God, that you have given your heart and your life over to Jesus Christ, if don't nobody else know, can you look in the mirror at yourself and say, oh, but God sees and knows the evidence. You can't play, put on a mask. Oh, yeah, sometimes people go to church, play in church, my God, kissing up to the pastor, trying to be a servant of do-all, my God. But God is looking at the heart, and he sees evidence. Come on, somebody. Oh, that you're kissing up and trying to get brownie points with the pastor, my God, but have not converted your heart before God. Evidence. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, are you praying with me on tonight? My God. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. And I began to think about, as I'm thinking about the evidence that God sees, there's a difference in going through tests and trials in life, and we feel that, you know, we're all by ourselves and we're just going through these things. But the Bible tells us that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Jesus gives us word in the Word of God on what he looks for when he sees evidence in, my God, a believer. Hallelujah. You know, I would say don't play brand new. If you ever heard Pastor E on the program, Wake Up, Get Up, and Move in Your Purpose, and I'm not, you know, praising him, I'm just putting it out there, you'll hear truths from God's word on that live broadcast that'll hit you like a ton of bricks if you're not really ready for it. Because you don't really know what God's word is going to speak to you in your life. Each program that's on this Now Network station, God has anointed the voices that come on this broadcast, and they speak as the Spirit of God leads them on subjects and everything like that. But at the end of the day, God knows what he's trying to do in building him a church and having him a body, his bride. Hallelujah. God boomed that word in my spirit that you're built for this. I began to think about how when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, before I gave my life to Christ, I was bullied as a child and I was picked on. And I never would think I was built for being harassed and picked on, because I didn't understand what was it that was drawing these bully shenanigans towards my way. And sometimes it's because the enemy it sees something on your life. He sees that prayer has been going for your life. He sees that you, my God, you're not, my God, trying to, my God, have a life of being a bully or a brawler. The devil is just Satan. He hates the fact that, my God, someone is leading you to a church, to a house of God, where you can learn, my God, that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. It was just a matter of time. But as I look back and think about where God brought me from, I realized God knew in my heart and my soul that only in Jesus Christ would I be capable to overcome and know that in him I am more than a conqueror. That's why that message came to me and it hit me like a ton of bricks. You're built for this. You're built to overcome. God put in us the mechanism, he said, if you have faith as the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall obey you. Amen. So now what I want to do, I want us to travel to the book of Exodus. God gave me a few scriptures there. If you have your Bibles, let's roller skate over here to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. And this was a thing that God was speaking of himself, a word God was speaking of himself, describing himself. Moses wanted him to, you know, tell him who was going to, what would he tell the children of Israel when God was telling him he needed to go tell them that he needed to go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. But God was putting it on Moses' heart to go to the children of Israel and tell them that he's sending Moses to them. He was sending Moses to the children of Israel, my God, as a deliverer. And the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, it says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. What they were going to find out down the road was the evidence that God sent Moses when they were, my God, brought out of Egypt. Even though they went through the path of the Red Sea, they found out it was evidence because, remember, they asked Moses, who called you? Who are you? You know, who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Remember, they didn't regard Moses as anybody, but God sent him. I want to encourage you that if you are a pastor or a leader, whatever you're doing in over auxiliary and you're teaching people under you, be encouraged because the I am, when the I am has sent you, my God, you can be encouraged to know that God's got your back. It doesn't matter who doesn't regard you, who doesn't, quote unquote, seem to respect you. You know, the children of Israel, my God, God's going to take us to another level in this message tonight, how we know that God looked at them as a stiff-necked people. Because they, one minute they were serving God, one minute they were, my God, worshiping the golden calf. You know the story. But the idea of knowing about the evidence was, see, they cried out to God. They were being oppressed, but they ended up crying out to God for deliverance. And God brought forth that evidence because he heard, my God, their cry. And because he heard their cry, he decided to come down and to see about them. He decided to come down and, my God, not only, rescue them, but he wanted them to know him in a special way, to come and to worship him. My God, their God. God had given them a promise. God told Abraham and Isaac and Jacob that they were their seed was going to be blessed. So these children of Israel, my God, we find out here in Exodus chapter 33, verse 20. It says here, God was talking to Moses, said that I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders. My God, wait a minute, let me go back. Exodus chapter 33, sorry. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 33. You go over here. Glory. Jesus. Exodus chapter 33, verse 20. Okay. It says, hallelujah, Jesus. It says, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Moses wanted God to show him his glory. God began to reveal who he was because he said in verse 21 of Exodus 33, and the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passes by that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. Hallelujah. God was allowing Moses to understand that, yeah, you want to see my glory, but you really can't see me in all my glory as the Almighty God. You can't, no man can see me like that and live. But God knew, the Bible says that God and Moses spoke like friends, like face to face. Hallelujah. So God was trying to, my God, show the children of Israel, I'm going to use Moses to bring you out of bondage, to bring you out of affliction, to bring you into a land, my God, flowing with milk and honey. God, that was God's desire for them. Hallelujah. And we read here in Exodus chapter 34, trouble with me, verse 5 through 7, it says, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And we're going to, my God, read Exodus chapter 33, verse 8, and it says, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked, my God, after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 34, verse 8 says that Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth in worship. What we find out about Moses is, my God, he went into the tabernacle and he bowed down before God and he worshiped him. The evidence that you, my God, are seeking the heart of God, the face of God, the mind of God, is that you will go into, my God, that place, that holy of holies, where you find yourself bowing down in his presence to worship him, to love him, my God, to honor him and to reverence him, my God, for who he is as God. We find out, my God, in Exodus chapter 33, my God, we find out what God thought about the children of Israel. Verse 2, God said, and I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. Oh, my God. Verse 4 said, and when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For the Lord said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. I want to bring out the fact here, with all of this being said, is that what we would do, my God, to try to present ourselves, my God, as a child of God, whether it's in our dress, whether it's in our service, there's more to it. God is looking at our heart. He looked at the children of Israel and saw that they were a stiff-necked people. They had that ornaments on them, and he said, no, take those off of you. God didn't even want to see them on them. Hallelujah. Because he was really trying to get them to understand, to come and to worship him. Come to worship him with their heart, my God. To come and to acknowledge him as God. Hallelujah. When I look at the word evidence, it's the, my God, described as the available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or proposition is true or valid. This is a true fact that the children of Israel swerved away from acknowledging and worshiping God when they had Aaron, my God, make a golden calf and say that the calf was what brought them out of Egypt. And so we find out God saw the evidence that they, my God, swerved away from him because that golden calf was, my God, made. Hallelujah. It was also connected to information, facts provided or learned about something or someone, what is conveyed or represented by a particular arrangement or sequence of things. You know, they began to take off their ornaments, and they went to Aaron, and they said, make us this calf. They took out their earrings. They did all this stuff, my God. And it was a sequence of things, because the more they did it, the more they were able to, my God, melt enough of that gold to make that calf. It was facts that God knew about, my God, a thing that is known or proved to be true, a piece of information used as evidence, my God, as part of a report or news article. It's something, facts that God knew about what they were doing, used in discussing like significance of something, which is the case of why, my God, God sent Moses, my God, to, my God, rebuke them, my God, when he sent the Ten Commandments, and he went down there and my God, he made them break up that calf and my God, drink it in the water. Come on, somebody. Are you praying with me on tonight? There's a lot that's going on with evidence. It's 2019. We're in the last quarter of 2019. What evidence has God seen in us already that, quote unquote, we're running for our life for Jesus, running all, my God, all day long, and I'm not tired yet? What is it that God is looking for in us now as this year is, my God, in its last quarter? He's looking for us, my God, to not have itching ears. He's looking for us, my God, to pay attention, my God, to the new things he's showing us about ourselves that we need to repent of. Come on, somebody. The new things about ourselves that he wants us to acknowledge and walk in destiny, in victory, in overcoming. He wants us to recognize and identify, my God, hallelujah, that no, number one, you're not crazy. You're not weird. You're not stupid. You're not, my God, off balance when it comes to walking in the purpose and plan of God. It may seem like it's new. It may seem like it's different to others. But as God is, my God, leading and is guiding, my God, his sons and daughters in this year closing out, we have to be so sensitive to know that God is looking. God is watching. God is listening. God, my God, is alert. God, hallelujah, is, my God, oh, my God, so keen to, my God, that we overcome and that we walk into what he is standing before us this year. Hallelujah. God is trying to get us to be sensitive. So it's a scripture that came to my mind. Matthew 19:30 says, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Matthew 20:16 says, so the last shall be first, and the first last. For many to be called, but few chosen. Mark 10:31 says, but many that are first shall be last, and the last first. And Luke 13:30, and behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. And I began to think about